When you fix one area significantly, the others naturally improve. So if your biggest challenge right now is you're not getting enough patients to do the type of dentistry you want to do, don't worry about fixing all the other things. Worry about getting the patients in. And when you get hyper-focused and people see that this is what you're focused on, everybody naturally rises. I've seen it over and over again.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
Hey, if you're feeling stuck and feel like you're working your butt off, but you just can't break through, this episode is exactly for you. I'm going to walk you through the exact planning process we use at 3D Dentists to take practices from stuck at one point to systematically growing to 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8+ million and beyond. This is a 2-day framework. You can do it on your own, and I'm giving you the whole thing today. Let's get into it. Welcome to Dentistry Made Simple, brought to you by 3D Dentists. I'm T-Bone, and our mission is simple. Level the playing field for individual dentists. You shouldn't be getting squeezed from every direction. You know, insurance companies, corporate dentistry, increases in prices, inflation, team members, while trying to take care of your patients and your family. It's time to start evening the odds. Look, here's the problem. You know, most practices doing, you know, between 1 million, 1.5, 1.6 million are what I call in the grind zone. You know, one, they're likely a solo dentist. They should be a solo dentist at that revenue level. They probably got one, probably got two hygienists, maybe three. But if you're doing three, I'll call that not performing. But what you have done is you've proven you can run a successful practice. You can make some money. But you're hitting these ceilings everywhere. Sometimes you may not realize it. You may not know it, but you're hitting the ceilings. And here's the problem. You're running your practice reactively, not strategically. More specifically, you're doing the same things that got you from 400,000, 500,000, 600,000 to 800,000, 900,000, and you're trying to do the same thing to get you from 1.4 million to 1.6 and 1.7 million. And it just doesn't work that way. You don't have a system for figuring out what to focus on next. So here's the framework we use. Every dental practice has six core business drivers. Think of them like the dashboard in your car. Each one tells you something important. So what are the six drivers of a dental practice? One, leadership. That's your vision, your culture, the people you have on your team. Number two, attraction. Your ability to get marketing, to get patients, to get the right patients. Number three, your ability to convert. That's your case acceptance. That's your treatment plans. That's your communication. That's your follow-up. That's all those things about creating sales. Number four, your ability to treat patients. Now, I'm not talking about treating them well. I'm talking about your clinical treatment, your ability for clinical excellence, your dedication to clinical excellence, your efficiency, your effectiveness, your leverage of technology. All of those are in your treat driver. Number five, your operations or your operate driver. That's your systems, your schedule, your revenue cycle, you know, kind of standard operating procedures. Do you have that in place? And number six is profit, your financial health, your cash flow, your rainy day fund, your pricing strategies, all of those. So the six drivers again are lead, attract, convert, treat, operate, and profit. You know, most practices when they're stuck, and honestly, most practices, you know, whether you're stuck or unstuck, you're crushing it or doing really well in 2 to 3 of these six drivers, but you're likely completely ignoring the others. That's the ceiling. And what you also need to understand in this is, depending on the season of life, your motivations, your initiatives, the things that you're doing in your practice, the drivers that you focus on have to change from time to time. And what we also need to understand is you can't work on six things at one time. You can only work on one or two things at a time and get lasting results. So here's how our planning process works. Step one, let's call it session one. This is sometimes cheesy, sometimes hard to do. Well, almost always hard to do. You know, where are you really at? And here's what's important in this exercise. You do this exercise. Maybe your associate dentist do this exercise. And your office manager does this exercise individually. If you have key team players, let your key team players do this exercise. Do it separately. Do not talk to each other. And here's what the exercise is. It's first thing, you guys separately score yourself on a scale of 1 to 5 in all six of those drivers. You know, 2 to 3 questions in each driver. Just an honest, objective look at how are you doing in all six of those drivers. Here's what's fascinating, and here's what's important. When I do this with practices, almost every single time, the doctor thinks one thing. The doctor thinks leadership is a 4 or 5 out of 5, but the office manager gives it a 2, maybe a 3. Now, does that mean they're not aligned? No. That's the beauty of this. There's the gap. That gap, it's gold. And that's where the problems are hiding. And so write down the 6 drivers, score yourself honestly, have your office manager do the same, don't talk until you're done, and then figure out why is there a gap between the two of you, find out what your lowest scoring driver is, where you need attention and help, and kind of go from there. Next, session two. So now you've kind of assessed where you're at. Session two is, where are you going? You know, and this is where you as the owner and the owner alone needs to figure this out. This isn't democracy. This isn't socialism. At the end of the day, it's your name on the door. You're taking the risk. You're taking all the pressure. This needs to be your vision. Now, a lot of times people do vision and they start talking about, oh, 5 years out, 10 years out. Look, I think that's way too long. I want you to look at creating your vision based on where you'd like to be 2, maybe 3 years out from now. You know, not 90 days, that's too short, not 6 months from now. What would you like your vision to be 2 to 3 years from now? And then after you get it down, you know, and you might be saying, what are the key questions that you should be asked? What is your patient experience when they come to your office? What do they see? What do they smell? What do they feel? What do you want your clinical reputation to be? What do you want others to think about you and know about you? What would people say about your practice in private? What would your team look like? You know, how many team members? What team members? What would they be doing? You know, what's your role? You know, how much dentistry do you want to be doing? How much do you want to be in the office? You know, how much vacation do you want to take? How often do you want to take that vacation? You know, how long each vacation lasts? This takes time. You know, and what are your financial targets? Like, what is your revenue targets? What are your profit targets? What are your, any of those things? You know, just kind of get a vision. Now, once you have this vision, then I want you to share it with your office manager, someone, a close advisor, you know, me, if I'm working with you, and let's poke holes in it. You know, let's figure out how are we getting there? How are we getting the patients to do this? How are we going from 1 million to 3 million in revenue, which is very possible, by the way, in 1 to 2 years, but how are we getting there? You know, and then block 30 to 60 minutes, probably an hour or two, honestly, probably block like a couple of hours. Write down your 2026 vision, your 2 to 3 years from now, sorry. Write down your vision from 2 to 3 years from now. So right now that would be like, hey, on December 31st, 2027, this is what I want my practice to look like. And be specific, be bold. Don't have limiting beliefs. Now, once you've got session two taken care of, so session one was where you're at now. Session two is where would you like to go? Now, session three is going to be what I call the revenue forecast, the math, which I know brown people love math. Maybe you don't. I happen to like math. It's what gets me going, gets my juices fired up. But what are your collections goal? Now, a couple of things about your collections goal. One, you have to take your 2025 collections goal. You got to take your vision collection goal for the end of 2027. And your 2026 goal needs to be somewhere in between, at least halfway there, in my opinion. Now, the other thing that has to happen to have a good revenue forecast, you also need to know what your benchmark revenue is. And what I mean by benchmark, what is your revenue that you should be doing based on the team members you currently have? So if your monthly benchmark is $100,000, that's $1.2 million per year, and your goal is $2 million by the end of 2027, early 2028, your goal can't be $1.3 million for next year. It can't be 10% more. It's got to be above $1.2 million, and it's got to be halfway to your vision goal. So, and this should feel like, start feeling like a stretch. This should feel like, oh my God, how am I going to get there? Okay, and that's what it is. And then once we have the number, so we have our practice number, the next thing is we're going to start breaking this down by providers. And real quick, I'm going to do another episode on this, but let me walk you through what providers are. Your providers are your owner doctors, your associate dentists, your hygienists. And one provider many of you don't have is your assistant providers. That's a key concept we have here at 3D Dentists, where we stop counting orthodontics and sleep apnea in our doctor production. That becomes assistant-driven practice production. And I don't want to get into it too much right now, but you got to go through by your providers, and let's pretend, let's make math easy, and you got $2 million. You got to do the math until all the providers can get you to $2 million. Then what you need to do is you need to break it down by procedures. So for example, if I want to do $100,000 a month as the owner dentist production, I can say, you know what, I can do $100,000 in crowns, I can do $100,000 in fillings, God forbid, I can do $100,000 in full arch hybrids. Maybe that's unrealistic, but I need to break it down on what I would like to do. Now, once you have all of these things together, then you start poking holes in it. You ask, what's the number one challenge from hitting these goals? Is it not enough patients? Is it low case acceptance rate? Is it we don't have the clinical skills to do that? Hey, I want to do hybrids, but you know what? I've only done one in my life. How am I going to do three a month? You know, we've got to be tough on ourselves. We've got to be realistic with ourselves. Or you might say, you know what? A schedule is full, but how do we, you know, there's no time. We're just busy. So if we're busy doing 1.5, how are we going to do 2.0? You know, do the math, don't guess, you know, calculate everything out. Be realistic, but be bold. It's hard to say both of those, you know. Be bold, but then poke holes in it so you can get somewhat realistic. It's got to feel like a stretch. Every goal has to feel like a stretch. Go provider by provider, go procedure by procedure, and then ask yourself, what's the biggest bottleneck stopping us from making this happen? All right, so we've done three sessions now. We've done where are we at, where are we going, the math, the revenue. The fourth step here is, now let's talk about the people. You can't get to whatever revenue number you want without having people. And this is where most practices screw up. They organize around the people they have, not the seats they need to get where they want to go to. So design your 2026 practice team like you're starting from scratch. What positions do you need to hit $2 million, your revenue goal, $3 million, whatever the number is? Then and only then do you put your current people's names into those seats and you score them. Do they understand that position? Do they want to be in that position? And do they have the capability and the capacity or time to do that position? And here's what we see when we do this exercise. What we find is we have a few key team members, the people you love, the people that you can depend on, but they're sitting in four or five seats. And that isn't, excuse my Southern, that ain't gonna work. You know, that just doesn't work. That's not gonna get you to, that's what got you to where you're at. It's not what's going to get you to the next step. And that's where you need to have hard conversations with yourself and hard conversations with your team about helping them. It's not the team doesn't want to help. It's they don't want to give up control. They don't feel like they've got to. They got to learn how to get out of seats. They got to learn how to get out of seats, replace themselves, train others. Another key principle at 3D Dentists, replace yourself. They got to help get out of the way so that they can be made available for the new seat, the next seat. So session four, or step four, is to design your organizational chart. This takes time. Let me give you another tip here. These kind of key, five key seats that you need in your organizational charts that, you know, that you need to have. You need your clinical team members, that's there. You need your operational team member, you know, your people, you know, your front office people, your business people. A couple kind of things we don't think about is we need our finance team. And that's not something necessary in your practice. That's typically going to be your accounting team or something like that. You also need your sales team. And this is an area that I think a lot of busy offices or lower performing offices. And what I mean by lower performing is you're not living up to your potential, is they don't have a dedicated sales seat. They have somebody that, you know, hey, we take our patients to the front and they go over the finances. That just doesn't work in modern day dentistry, especially if you're trying to move beyond being Dr. DFB, Dr. Drill, Phil, Bill. And then the fifth seat, something that I think most practices don't have, is a marketing seat. You know, what business out there runs a multi-million dollar business and doesn't have a dedicated, whether it's virtual, whether it's outsourced, but a dedicated seat with a plan to marketing? I want you to think about that as you're developing your organizational chart. Now, the next step is, you know, now we've got all of this stuff, and now, those are the four main things. Now we get into, how do we make this happen? What do we do? Like, it's overwhelming. My God, I suck in five areas. I'm really good. More than likely, many of you are going to be really good in your treat, your clinical part of your practice. That's what we do. We're dentists. We do clinical work. We're going to be good there. We got that locked in. We've got that nailed down. But we're going to be not so good in two or three areas or four areas. And many of you are going to want to jump into doing all of it. Let's just get it all fixed. I'm going to work on all of this at once. And nothing or very little changes. Here's what I want you to do. It's called the first domino. When you fix one area significantly, the others naturally improve. So if your biggest challenge right now is you're not getting enough patients to do the type of dentistry you want to do, don't worry about fixing all the other things. Worry about getting the patients in. And when you get hyper-focused and people see that this is what you're focused on, everybody naturally rises. I've seen it over and over again. You know, figure out what's your lowest driver score. Which of these drivers would make the biggest impact in your practice? You know, what constraint, if removed, would unlock everything else in that driver? And then what you need to do is you need to decide what three measurable, trackable numbers for that driver. So let's say you choose convert because your case acceptance is killing you. You know, three example driver KPIs there would be number of treatment plans over $5,000 presented. What is the acceptance rate on those $5,000 cases? And how much financing percentages are we doing on those $5,000 cases? Because we know most patients can't swipe a credit card or write a check for $5,000. So you would start tracking, you would create those three measurements and start tracking those for that driver. Just one driver for 90 days, get it good, get hyper-focused, and then move to the next driver. Do the same process over again. Now, the last thing in terms of keeping track of everything and getting momentum, as I like to call it, and that's a scorecard. And, you know, and here's kind of where this comes from. I hope at least our practices are looking at their numbers at least on a monthly basis. But the challenge with that is you get the numbers at the end of the month. Honestly, you can't do anything about it. One of the things that we've moved to and we're moving all of our practices towards is a weekly practice scorecard. the office manager every week gives you 5 core KPIs plus the 3 90-day focus driver KPIs. Every week in 15 minutes, you get a scorecard as the owner, and you can start knowing where things are, and you can start getting action. You can react, you can be proactive, and make action. So what are those things? Practice production by provider, your new patient count, your schedule utilization, like how much is your schedule, how booked is your schedule, your financing applications and approvals at 3D Dentist. We believe third-party financing is the key, a significant key to unlocking your practice potential. And number 5 is your team culture rating, because your culture side, and you, by the way, this is every week because human beings, team culture, I know this for a fact, goes up and down, just goes up and down. Plus your 3 strategic KPIs from the driver that you're focusing on that quarter. Every week, same day, same time, same bat channel, as Howard Friend taught me, you and your office manager sit down, review these numbers, takes 15 to 30 minutes at most. Almost think about it. Hey, I can do this while walking down the, just think about it. You know, a football game is going on. They can look at the scoreboard and make decisions instantly. They don't need to have a meeting to review this. This is how you go from reactive to proactive. You see problems when they're small. You see problems early. You don't see them when they're catastrophic, and you take action. So let's lock it in. This last part is totally cheesy to me, but so important. Make it real. Pretend everything you just planned worked out. Write a letter to yourself. You know, write a letter to yourself saying, this is what I feel at the end of 2027. Everything is great. And then publicly commit to your Q1 rock. Write it on a whiteboard. I'm a big whiteboard fan. Write it on your whiteboard. Make it known by all that you have a 90-day priority. Create accountability. Have monthly coaching check-ins with your team members. Do your weekly office manager scorecard. Hopefully get another friend. You know, if you're in our mastermind, you've got friends, you know, peer accountability partners that are heading in the same direction, because plans without accountability are just wishes. So recap, here's what we're doing. We're scoring yourself on the 6 drivers and your office manager separately. You're creating your 2 to 3 year vision with being specific about what that looks and feels like. You're doing the revenue math, the 3 P's of practice revenue production, okay? And you're designing your right seats on the bus. Okay, then you're going to go ahead and figure out the 1 driver that you need to focus on. You're going to develop your office manager scorecard and how and when you're doing that. And you're going to make a public commitment and write a letter to yourself of what success looks and feels like. I promise you, if you sit down, take the time, this is not something you can do in 10, 20, 30. We spent 2 days doing it and it still wasn't enough time. I'm telling you, this takes time and energy, and it is worth the time and energy. Log out 1 hour a day for the next 2 weeks to sit down and really be committed to this. I promise you, if you focus on this, you put the time in, you will have a game plan and a playbook of how you get to the next step. Now, look, you can do this on your own. But if you'd like help, you like what we're talking about, you feel stuck, you want to get your practice, your team, your clinical skills to a next level, that's what we do at 3D Dentists. We make people see more in themselves and execute more in themselves than they could see on their own. Join our mastermind, take our implant training. It is more than CE, it is life and career changing. I hope to see you guys in 2026 at 3D Dentists.